We should kind of talk about like what the bank said today, what they did, what their outlook is, and then what our outlook is for our these special episodes, right? That's our plan.
That's the goal.
Correct.
Sorry, I just did the whole episode. Cut.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay, are we done?
Welcome to The Mortgage Life, a space for down-to-earth conversations about how mortgages contribute to your life.
Well, that sounds canned and maybe a little boring.
What? There are so many parts to the mortgage industry and real estate finance we can explore and share with our listeners.
Okay, you're right. You're right, Mindy. Our goal is to help secure our clients' financial future.
I'm Pete Solomosi.
I'm Mindy Bodwin.
And I'm Sue Solomosi. We're your hosts. Welcome to The Mortgage Life.
So here we are, final Bank of Canada interest rate announcement of the year.
December 6th,
2023. Yes. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding.
So the Bank of Canada actually released its update with a jingle that Sue has portrayed for us. It's a Christmassy jingle, and it's kind of good because the Bank of Canada has indicated that they are leaving their policy rate unchanged at 5%.
So that's the Bank of Canada's policy rate. That's the rate that other lenders, banks and monoline lenders, mortgage lenders, base their prime rate on. So prime is still 7.2%. So yeah. And why is it? Why did they change it? Why didn't they increase it or decrease it?
Well, they have indicated in their report that they see that the economy is slowing. So inflation has come down. But on the other hand, they also say that they're still concerned about the potential for inflation to go up. So they've left it where it is. They are working on their balance sheet, which is another way of saying that they're slowly kind of moving things in behind the scenes to do with the government. But the reality is that they're just kind of leaving things as is because they feel like they've had the foot on the accelerator for long enough. And they're just going to let things coast a little bit to see where things shake out.
That's all you're asking for. Some time.
Christmas present would have been nice. A little rate decrease.
Maybe there'll be an Easter present. You never know.
You never know.
This is it. So the bank is, they say the bank is resolute in creating price stability for Canadians. And really what they're trying to say is that they want to get inflation back to 2%. Right now, as of October, which was the last report, it's at 3.1. So we're getting there. It's coming down, but they're not quite ready to take the foot off the accelerator. So we are where we are.
And it's impossible to predict what's going to happen, right? I think for the first time, we are seeing some media saying rates could be coming down sooner than later. But what we've learned in the past 2 years is to be, you know, cautious in our predictions.
How about quick and nimble like an elf?
There you go. And what did Gary Morris say? You got to bob, weave, and adapt.
Yeah.
That's right. So this is like our 15th time that we've kind of had these episodes, a special recording for the Bank of Canada. And we wanted to make a little announcement.
Well, I mean, at the risk of jinxing everything.
Yeah. Uh-oh, should we all knock on wood?
We've done a whole bunch of special feature episodes. Assuming things start to stabilize with the Bank of Canada, we're only going to do a special feature episode when there's a change.
Mm-hmm. And so instead of boring you with the statement, things haven't changed, we're going to only do these recordings when something does change. And hopefully, with our fingers crossed and our elf nimbleness on the way, things will go down.
What goes up must come down.
That's what Gary said.
Yeah. This is The Mortgage Life.
We look forward to continuing the conversation.
So come back and listen.